How can this inform effective communication over COVID-19? It may be tempting for governments to stress the negative. If you go out, you may get sick. No one wants a bad thing, but neither do they want to be stuck at home with no food, toilet paper, or fun. Faced with two bad options, one certain, no fun, the other becoming ill, worse, but only hypothetical, many people will take the risk. They might be pushed in the opposite direction by stressing the good thing they have in hand, stay safe, rather than stop coronavirus spreading. Most countries seem to be using both tactics. Another research finding, tested in the real world, uses social psychology. Britain's tax office added a single line to reminder notices telling overdue filers that most people pay their taxes on time and that the recipient was one of the few who had not. That raised prompt filings by 5 percentage points. This kind of social shame might work for the virus too. But good framing is not enough. Leaders must also be clear and firm. Denmark, which has imposed a lockdown, is a fine example. Cancel Easter lunch, its government told citizens in no uncertain terms. Postpone family visits. Don't go sightseeing around the country. As The Local, a Swedish news website, noticed, that injunction contrasts starkly with the language in Sweden, which so far has taken a much softer approach to containing the disease. Its government said, ahead of the breaks and Easter, it is important to consider whether planned travel in Sweden is necessary. The Danish instructions seem to be working. Police report few violations of the rules. As Orla Vigser, a Danish professor of language in Gothenburg, Sweden, says, the strictures are well calibrated. Danes consider themselves the anarchists of the Nordic countries. To be made to comply, they need to be told directly. But there is a wider lesson. Recommendations that sound more advisory than mandatory seem to presume rational adults will do the right thing with accurate information. The central insight of behavioral economics is that they do not, at least not reliably. Rule number one in crisis communications, says Mr. Vigser, is coherence. Mixed messages allow people to follow their biases and believe whatever they want. America is hobbled in two regards here. Its federal structure means a president, 50 governors, and countless mayors are saying different things. And it has a president who said he wanted to see packed churches at Easter, then decided otherwise. You're much more likely to tell people what they want to hear if you can't make up your own mind.